The Colombian painter and sculptor Fernando Botero is an artist whose portraits of happy, rotund people have delighted millions. But his latest exhibition has a very different emotional impact. The 50 or so paintings and drawings at the Marlborough Gallery in New York City, which were first shown in Rome and Athens, take on the subject of Abu Ghraib. After reading news reports of American abuses at the Iraq prison, Botero has produced works unlike anything he has done before. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The paintings and drawings depict prisoners as they are beaten, sexually abused, blindfolded, hooded, bound with ropes, attacked by dogs, and forced to wear women's underwear. Yet the paintings have a formal beauty, like something you might see from the Renaissance. There are small portraits that remind one of Titian. David Ebony, associate managing editor of the magazine Art in America, says this is not the Botero many Americans know.
He did a series about the drug cartel violence in Colombia, which he donated to two museums in Colombia. But those were not seen here, so for an American audience, this is completely unexpected from Botero.
And people who come to the gallery because they are fans of Botero often leave in distress. Ethel Pomerantz is from Great Neck, New York.
I'm familiar with Botero's work.
Did you know what you were coming to
no,
see?
No, I didn't. I had no idea of the power of these pictures. Physically, I'm worn from seeing what I'm seeing and know that it exists in today's world.
Abu Ghraib seems an unlikely subject for Botero, known for his Rubenesque sculptures and colorful paintings. But after he read Seymour Hersh's account of the prison abuses at Abu Ghraib in The New Yorker in the spring of 2004, Botero, who spoke to me from Colombia, says he found the story obsessing him.
I was, in shock, like everybody else in the world was. The more I read about it, somehow I was more and more upset with the situation.
Botero said he was on a plane to Paris when he came across yet another news article.
And then I started to make some sketches in the plane. When I got to Paris, I started to do drawings and then painting. I was for 14 months working exclusively in this subject.
Botero created about 100 works, paintings and drawings. About half of the total collection is at the Marlborough Gallery. Art editor David Ebony stands in front of a large triptych. In one of the three paintings, a male prisoner hangs by one foot, like the hangman in a medieval tarot deck.
He uses, ironically, a lot of Christian motifs depicting Islamic Muslim victims, but this triptych is similar to, you know, Christian works from the Renaissance.
Botero says he did not use any of the famous photos of Abu Ghraib for inspiration, but relied only on the texts of news articles. And the paintings do have a completely different feel than those photographs we've all seen. First of all, there's nothing in the paintings that says Iraq or the United States. There are no flags or insignia, and there are few guards, only one or two. More often, there is only a fist with a glove, a boot, a stream of urine. The dogs are also generic, like demon hounds from hell. The focus, says Botero, is on the victims.
The reaction is that some people think this is more dramatic than the photos. And perhaps it's true, because, you know, when you paint everything that is not necessary, you let out. You know, you go to the essence of what is the subject.
Juan Carlos Arango-Vacara, who teaches art at a college in Connecticut, is walking through the gallery. He sees the paintings as a universal statement about human cruelty.
When Picasso recorded the Guernica massacre, Botero has just done the same, just half a century after.
It may seem amazing, but some of the people who come to the gallery have never heard of Abu Ghraib, like these two art students from the State University of New York at Potsdam, Calden McClurk and Sarah Roik.
I didn't really know much about the incident.
Was this the first you'd heard of it?
Yeah, to be honest, it really was. All in all, it leaves me with a lot of curiosity and a little bit of anger at the same time.
I also was not aware of all of it. The artwork is so disturbing, but you want to keep looking at it.
Even Rudy Barranco, who spent 6 years in the military, says only,
I'm in shock for what I see. I don't know if I should say it's disturbing. I don't know if I should say that it just really gets to the bottom of your heart.
Botero hopes that these paintings will find a permanent home in a museum in the United States. He has kept ownership of all the paintings, and none of them are for sale. He says he approached Art Services International, which organizes fine art exhibitions and has arranged loans of many of his paintings to American museums. But they told him no one was interested in this exhibition. Art editor David Ebony.
I think right now the controversy is too intense for an American museum to convince their board of trustees that this would be something that would appeal to their audience and the community.
In the meantime, the show is at the Marlboro Gallery through November 18th. The show will then travel to Italy and Spain. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
You can find images of Fernando Botero's Abu Ghraib paintings at our website, npr.org.